The Aron HaKodesh was adorned with the Kruvim. It is so bizarre that in a world that we believe that Hashem introduces to us, which was so counter to the world that the Jews were living in at the time, of not having idols and of knowing that we have to have no imagery in our Beis HaMikdash, but rather we pray to God, the Kruvim are so strange. In the holiest place of the entire world for that matter, we have on top of the Aron Kodesh something that resembles Avodah Zarah. Why? What is the deal with that? So I think there's a couple answers. First of all, God makes it very clear that everything that we do in the Mishkan is sanctioned by God. So as long as we follow what God wants, then what we're doing is true Avodas Hashem. It's when we deviate from what God wants and say, I think it works this way, I think it works that way. That's, I think, when we enter into the murky world of Avodah Zarah. But what's the message of the Kruvim? So Rabbi Shalom Rasner has a beautiful idea. He says that the two Kruvim, the two angels, are facing each other to give us a very important message. The message is that we're supposed to be facing upward. The wings are upward towards God, and we're supposed to be working towards each other. That's to say that all of my spiritual accomplishments can only be successful if I'm looking at my fellow man. Meaning if I think that my way of connecting up to God will be at the expense of someone, while stepping on someone, while trampling on another person, I've totally missed it. That's not it. God says it only works when you're facing each other. How do we make sure we do that? So there's one other interesting quality of the Kruvim. The face of the Kruvim was the face of a baby. What does that mean? Why is it the face of a baby? So Rabbi Rasner says so beautifully, do you know what the beauty of a baby is? When you put a baby down, why does it start crying? It starts crying because it knows that it has no ability on its own to accomplish anything outside of its dependence upon other people. It cries because it can't get its bottle. It cries because it can't clean itself. It cries because it needs the other one. Says Rabbi Rasner, if you want to make sure that you're able to be successful, there's only one way. It's recognizing that just as a baby, you're completely dependent upon your parent, so too, what are we? We're children that are dependent upon God. And so anything I accomplish is not my own accomplishment, but it's accomplishments of Hashem. And as such, I can't trample on someone else, because what would I be doing in that anyway? That's the message so beautifully shared with us by the Kruvim. Have a great day.